Phonics plays a vital role in developing strong reading and literacy skills in students from kindergarten to second grade. By focusing on phonemic awareness and phonics decoding, these activities help your young learners build the foundational skills necessary for fluent reading and comprehension. And sometimes our students need intervention when there are holes in their learning. Whether it's through interactive games, hands-on manipulatives, or multisensory approaches, phonics intervention activities provide your students with the opportunity to practice identifying letter sounds, blending sounds together to form words, and enhancing their phonemic awareness skills. These activities not only make learning fun and enjoyable, but also provide you as a teacher valuable insights into students' progress and areas that may require additional support. From blending and segmenting sounds to identifying vowel patterns and practicing those high-frequency words, phonics intervention activities offer a comprehensive approach to teaching your students how to decode and understand the written language. Today, we're going to explore a variety of effective phonics intervention activities that can engage and support your students in their journey to becoming confident readers. Stay tuned. Welcome to the One Classroom Over podcast. My mission is simple: to equip you with actionable tips, transformative stories, effective classroom systems, and expert insights for your K-5 classroom. I'm Farah, also known as the Center Fairy, your go-to guide for all things simplifying your teacher life. Each episode dives deep into key facets of the teaching experience, from lesson planning and classroom management to student engagement and professional growth. So whether you're sipping on coffee at home, out on a walk, binge listening while you lesson plan, or on a daily commute to school, crank up the volume and get ready for a dose of inspiration and empowerment. Let's dive in. Phonics intervention is crucial in early reading development as it provides students with the tools they need to unlock the world of written language. Phonics, the relationship between sounds and their letters, is a fundamental component of reading. Without a solid understanding of phonics, students may struggle with decoding words and developing fluency. Phonics intervention activities bridge this gap by explicitly teaching students how to recognize and manipulate individual sounds, blending them together to form words. Research has consistently shown that phonics instruction significantly improves reading outcomes for students. A study conducted by the National Reading Panel found that systematic phonics instruction leads to better word reading, spelling, and comprehension skills. Phonics intervention activities not only equip your students with the ability to decode words accurately, but also enhance their phonemic awareness, the understanding that words are made up of individual sounds. Before diving into specific phonics activities, it is essential to understand the key components of phonics and how they contribute to early reading development. Phonics involves teaching students the relationship between sounds, or phonemes, and their corresponding letters, or graphemes. This knowledge enables children to decode words by blending individual sounds together. Phonics instruction typically begins with teaching your students letter-sound correspondences. This involves explicitly teaching them how to associate each letter or letter combination with its corresponding sound. For example, students might learn that the letter A represents the sound A, as in apple. As they progress, students are introduced to more complex phonics concepts such as vowel patterns and syllable types. In addition to letter sound correspondences, phonics intervention activities also focus on phonemic awareness. Phonemic awareness refers to the ability to identify and manipulate individual sounds and words. Activities that target phonemic awareness help your student develop crucial skills, such as blending sounds together to form words and segmenting words into their individual sounds. Phonics activities come in various forms, catering to different learning styles and preferences. So let's explore some of the most effective and engaging activities that can be implemented in your phonics programs. Up first, interactive games and activities. Interactive games and activities provide an engaging and hands-on approach to your phonics instruction. These activities can be conducted in small groups or as whole class exercises, depending on the needs and preferences of your students and you. Examples of interactive games and activities might be Phonics Bingo, where you can create phonics cards with words or pictures that represent phonics phonemes or letter sound correspondences. Students will listen to the word or sound and mark the corresponding square on their bingo cards. Word building is also a great activity. Provide students with letter tiles or magnetic letters and ask them to build words that contain specific phonemes or letter combinations. This activity helps students practice blending sounds together to form words. You could create a phonics board game. Design a board game that incorporates phonics elements. Students move their pieces along the board, reading words or answering questions related to phonics concepts. Now let's chat about using hands-on manipulatives. Hands-on manipulatives allow students to interact with physical objects to reinforce those phonics skills. These manipulatives can be used to build words, sort sounds, or practice letter-sound correspondences. Some popular hands-on manipulatives for phonics might be things like letter tiles or magnetic letters. Students can use these manipulatives to build words practicing blending sounds together. You can also use sound sorting mats. Provide your students with a mat labeled with different phonemes or letter combinations. They sort picture cards or object manipulatives based on the sounds they hear. You can also use word sliders. Word sliders are just strips with movable windows that reveal different letter combinations. Students slide the window to change the initial, middle, or final sounds of a word, creating new words in the process. Now, multisensory approaches to phonics engage multiple senses, reinforcing learning and memory. These activities involve combining visual, auditory, and kinesthetic elements to enhance students' understanding and retention of phonics concepts. Some of my favorite multisensory activities include things like a sand table or a salt tray. Students use their fingers to write letters or words in the sand or on the salt, engaging their sense of touch and kinesthetic memory. I also love rainbow writing. Students write words using different colored markers or crayons, associating each color with a specific phoneme or letter combination. Phonics songs and chants can be fun too. Singing or chanting phonics songs helps students internalize letter sounds and their correspondences and phonemic awareness skills. Now, these are just a few examples of many phonics activities that are available. The key is to choose activities that are engaging, hands-on, and provide ample opportunities for practice and reinforcement. Now, I'm going to leave a link in the description below to some hands-on phonics activities that you can use in your classroom as a whole class or in your small groups or center rotations. These activities have a systematic approach and spiral their content so that your students are continuously getting to interact with the phonics skills that they have been taught and need to practice. In kindergarten, phonics activities focus on introducing students to letter sound correspondences and developing phonemic awareness skills. I want to share with you some of my favorite strategies for phonics in kindergarten. First is letter sound practice. In kindergarten, students should be exposed to letter sound correspondences through explicit instruction and ample practice. You can use a variety of activities to reinforce letter sound knowledge. Create anchor charts that display each letter of the alphabet with corresponding pictures and words. Then you can review these charts regularly, emphasizing the letter sound relationships. Or you could hide letter cards around the room, or you could hide letter cards around the classroom or in an outdoor area and ask students to find them. Once they find the letter, they have to say it out loud. I also loved using a letter of the week, focusing on one letter each week, exploring its sound and introducing words that begin with or contain that letter was so much fun for my students. Phonemic awareness activities help your students develop the ability to identify and manipulate individual sounds in words. So let's chat about some of my favorite phonemic awareness activities. Phoneme segmentation. Say a word and ask students to clap or tap out the individual sounds they hear. For example, if you say cat, students should clap three times for k-a-t. Then there's phoneme blending. Say individual sounds and ask students to blend them together to make a word. For example, if you say app, students should blend the sounds together to form the word map. I love playing rhyming games as well. I ask my students to identify a word that rhymes or generate rhyming words with a word that I give them. Now in first grade, phonics activities build upon the foundational skills that they developed in kindergarten. Students are introduced to more complex phonics, such as vowel patterns and syllable types. So let me share some of my favorite strategies for phonics in first grade. Vowel pattern practice. Vowel patterns such as long and short vowel sounds are important phonics concepts that your students should master in first grade. Here are some of my favorite strategies to reinforce vowel pattern knowledge. First is vowel pattern sorts. Provide students with word cards and ask them to sort them based on the vowel patterns they contain. For example, students might sort words with the long A sound, like cake and gate, from words with the short A sound, like cat and bat. We loved vowel pattern word hunts as well. Give students a list of words and ask them to find words with specific vowel patterns in books or other texts. You can also use something like vowel pattern word building. Provide your students with letter cards and ask them to build words that contain specific vowel patterns. This activity reinforces blending those sounds together and helps your students recognize common patterns. Now, understanding syllables is crucial for decoding and reading multisyllable words. Some of my favorite strategies are things like syllable sorting, where you provide students with word cards and ask them to sort them based on the number of syllables or syllable types. For example, students might sort words with one syllable from words with two or more syllables. Students love to syllable clap. Say a word and ask students to clap out the syllables that they hear. For example, if you say butterfly, students would clap three times for butterfly. Now, you can also have your students do syllable manipulation. Ask your students to delete or add syllables to words, creating new words in the process. For example, if you say sunshine and ask students to remove sun, they should say shine. In second grade, these phonics activities focus on reinforcing and expanding students' phonics skills that they've learned in kinder and first. Students continue to build upon their knowledge of vowel patterns, syllables, and letter sound correspondences. In second grade, students encounter more multisyllabic words in their reading. These are some of my favorite strategies to help your students decode these words. First is chunking. Teach students to identify prefixes, suffixes, and the root words in multisyllabic words. Encourage them to break the word into smaller chunks and decode each part separately. Next is word building. Provide students with letter cards and ask them to build multisyllabic words. This activity reinforces blending sounds together and helps students recognize common patterns in longer words. Technology can be a valuable tool in your phonics instruction. This offers interactive and engaging activities for your students. Here are some of my favorite ways to incorporate that technology into your phonics instruction. Phonics apps are great. You can use educational apps that offer phonics games and activities. These apps can provide immediate feedback and track your students' progress. There are also online phonics resources. You can explore websites that offer interactive phonics activities, printable worksheets, and instructional videos. Then there's things like digital word building. Use online tools or interactive whiteboards to engage your students in virtual word building activities. When using technology in phonics, it's essential to ensure that the activities align with instructional goals and provide meaningful practice. Don't make it just busy work. Assessing the effectiveness of your phonics instruction activities is crucial to determining students' progress and identifying areas that may require additional support. Let me share some of my favorite evaluation strategies. First is formative assessments. Using ongoing formative assessments such as observation, quizzes, and checklists to monitor students' understanding of progress helps me know where my students are. I also like keeping running records. Administer running records to assess your students' reading accuracy, fluency, and comprehension. Then I keep a phonics skills inventory. I use standardized or a teacher-created inventory to assess students' phonics skills and identify areas that need further instruction. Then is data analysis. Analyze assessment data to identify patterns and trends informing the instructional decisions and interventions you need in your classroom. Regular assessment and data analysis enables you to make informed decisions about the effectiveness of your phonics intervention activities and tailor instruction to meet your students' individual needs. There are numerous resources and tools that are available to support your phonics instruction. Some of my favorite are things like phonics workbooks. Utilizing phonics workbooks that provide systematic instruction, practice exercises, and assessments can be a good tool in your classroom. Then there's phonics apps and websites. Explore these educational apps and websites that offer phonics activities, games, and printable resources. Also, those phonics manipulatives. Invest in hands-on manipulatives such as letter tiles, magnet letters, and sound sorting mats to enhance phonics instruction. Make sure you're offering phonics books and using decodable books that align with the phonics skills that students are learning. These books provide opportunities for students to practice newly acquired phonics knowledge in context. Another one of my favorite tools to use in my classroom was my phonics games. These are hands-on and they will work in your small groups, they will work in your centers, and also our phonics intervention pack, which is an extension and provides additional help, especially for your English language learners because of the way we've developed it with real pictures and key skills that your English language learners need to learn to jump ahead as quickly as possible. You'll find the links to these down in the description below. Additionally, professional development opportunities for teachers, such as workshops and online courses like we provide here at Fair-Henley Education, can provide valuable insights and strategies for effective phonics instruction. Now, phonics is essential in helping your students develop strong reading and literacy skills. By focusing on phonemic awareness, phonics decoding, these activities provide your students with the necessary foundation for becoming fluent readers and in comprehension. From interactive games and hands-on manipulatives to multisensory approaches and technology integration, phonics activities engage students in meaningful practice and support their journey to becoming confident readers. As teachers and parents embrace the power of phonics, this empowers your young readers to unlock the world of written language. By implementing effective strategies, utilizing effective resources, and regularly assessing their progress, you can ensure that every student receives the support they need to becoming a proficient reader. With phonics as the cornerstone of early reading development, you can equip your students with the skills and confidence to succeed in their academic journey and beyond. Remember, phonics is not just about teaching children to read, it's about opening doors to a world of knowledge and possibilities. So let's embark on this journey together and empower young learners one phonics activity at a time. Thanks for joining us on another episode of One Classroom Over. If you gained some valuable insights from today's discussion and want to up your teaching game, make sure to explore our full episode library on your go-to podcast platform. Click that subscribe button so that you never miss out on our weekly episodes, and take a moment to skim through the show notes for handy links to all the resources we talked about today. Your 5-star reviews not only brighten our day, but also help other teachers discover the treasure trove of educational tips and strategies. So if you found value in this show, we'd be thrilled if you could rate and review us. We're eager to connect with you as well, so slide into our Instagram DMs and share your thoughts on this episode. Better yet, screenshot the episode and tag both us, Fair-Henley Education, and a fellow educator who could benefit from today's topic. Your shares are an inspiration. Until next time, continue being the educational rock star you are, and thanks for making us a part of your journey.